Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. And as we do every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
A whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, we knew what the opponents were going to be for the Titans. Now that the schedule has been released, what do you make of the way the schedule kind of falls for the Titans there in terms of the flow of the schedule, the quality of competition, how it's kind of spaced out there? What did you make of the Titans schedule?
Yeah, two immediate pulls is the early bye, right? Week 5, and then also you have to look at the fact that they got one primetime game, and that's Monday Night Football against the Dolphins, and that's going into the bye. I think that's a critical game right there. You have some other things to look at also, right? I mean, look, this is a team that has a pretty interesting schedule to start. You know, the Bears, that should be a game where they're able to win, you know, against the rookie quarterback. But then you got some tough games, right, with the Jets and Dolphins, you know. So the schedule, it is what it is. I think it's one of those ones where they can really set the tone early.
How much of a big deal do you think it is, TD, that – rest differential. I love some of the terms that we keep introducing in the NFL, but they don't have a lot of teams that have like extra rest on their schedule. And also they have and I know some things could be flexed, like if their season is, I guess, better than expected, but basically it's Sunday noon. Is there any kind of advantage in either of those things in your mind?
You know, rest differential, that's a pretty interesting term. I think somebody's just a little too bored and they look at some of those things. Me, the way I look at it, I mean, look, I don't think it's an advantage or a disadvantage. I know if I was a player, I would want more games in prime time because it's just a bigger opportunity to shine, right? You know, you think of that Tupac, All Eyes on Me, you know, that's what you want. So I don't think it's a disadvantage or advantage. You know, it's just the way the schedule fell. And at the end of the day, man, you just play what's in front of you. And I don't think you look at any advantages in regards to those types of things. So I know a lot of people like to look at the travel and, hey, man, you know, this team is traveling 20,000 miles in 4 weeks. Right. So what?
So, TD, I know you spent some time with Will Levis last weekend. As you evaluate kind of where he is, where the team is now with the roster they put around him heading into this season, how prepared do you think he is to take a big jump this season?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's going in and he's working to get this offense down to where it is his offense, and he could really tell everyone, you know, how it's supposed to go and everything like that. I think he's going to be very prepared. It's a process, right? They're doing install, and he and Brian Callahan and obviously, Bo Pettigrew and Nick Holes, they're working together to get things down pat. I think when you look at physically, he's going to be in much better shape and condition than he was last year, dealing with some of the injuries. I know, some of the people that he's working out with trainer-wise and stuff like that, and he's feeling really good. So that's a plus. I think when you look at the arm strength and just the things that he's doing, what I really like about that camp is talking to the quarterback coach, Nick Williams, who is from BC, British Columbia, and they're going over a lot of things, simple things, just from the ground up. And there are things that Levis admittedly forgot to stay with that can make a big difference in how the ball comes out of his hands. So that's a positive, right, what he's working on and honing in on. So that's definitely a good thing.
So we haven't talked with you since the rookie mini camp last Friday, TD. Kind of a boring light day in terms of what we saw, but we were all over mostly with the big fellas. What were your big takeaways from what you saw that day?
Yeah, you know, I really like the way Tavondre Sweat, his footwork, right, on those bag drills and stuff like that. I like the way that he struck the bag. So you could tell, like, that's a big man. He's agile and there's power with it. And then just flipping it to the other side, J.C. Latham and the coaching that he received, right, how Bill Callahan was right on top of him and just barking those coaching points to him, the details, you know, hey, keep your forehead right here against the pad in this position. Hold your hands this way. No, not that way. Turn them this way a little. You know what I mean? And then watching it progress from rep to rep, that was really fun to watch. And I tell you, Shane Ray was there too, and he actually looked, for what it's worth, he looked pretty good. I wonder if he could be someone that they sign.
Didi, your impressions of Tavondre Sweat and just seeing it in person, the combination of size, obviously, that he brings, but also the feet with that size. What kind of stood out to you there?
Yeah, again, you know, the way he worked through the bags, I like that. I like the way, you know, they lined him up and they had to do kind of the high knees, you know, lateral movement, and he did well on that. And I think, you know, seeing that size, I was curious because the last time I had saw him was at the Senior Bowl, so I was curious what the difference was going to be. And it's funny, he didn't seem as big when I saw him this time as he did back at the Senior Bowl. And I don't know if that's because there was a change or anything like that, or if it was just my imagination. But, you know, he moved well. And even Jarrett Stillman himself had positive things to say. He said he didn't look fat. And that's what I was trying to tell him. Like, he's not like just some fat Albert dude. Like, he's big.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is, you know, and look, obviously on a day like that, like, you've got, especially with like the D lineman, sweating the D lineman, like some of those guys, you know, they're trying to make the NFL, some tryout dudes. There's some like even like smaller than normal guys, right? But like,
yeah,
like both of these guys, when they get in camp and when they get on the field next year, like, they will stand out. And especially, I mean, obviously Sweat is going to stand out. Like, he, even if he gets down to 350 or whatever, if he gets in great shape, he still is just, it's a little different. But Latham, I mean, Latham's feet, and I have no idea like what it's going to translate into in terms of being like an effective, consistent left tackle, but it is pretty amazing, the combination of size and athleticism with that guy.
Yeah, and I'm glad you say the size and athleticism, and I'm glad you mentioned the feet, because I know a lot has been made about him looking like a right tackle, right? And
yep.
I think you look at his athleticism, his agility, that's fine if he, quote-unquote, looks like a right tackle. But if he can move like a left or just be an athlete, period, it doesn't matter. Like, that's an advantage. Like, who wouldn't want a big and athletic guy, especially at that position?
Yeah, it's a great question. TD, a lot of questions we're getting this week now is, at this point in the offseason, safety. We know the guys that are out there. What do you think happens at safety now from Rand Carthon and the Titans? It's been, I think, fair to say, a slow-moving process at this point when it comes to safety around the league. But who do you have your eye on at safety as some potential additions that the Titans could make from now until training camp?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, look, man, I've been a fan of Justin Simmons' game since he was at the East-West Shrine and even watching him at BC. So, you know, if I'm just going on players that I like, I would say him. But I think when you look at fit, I think Marcus May, just because of the familiarity that he has with Denard Wilson, I think, and Wilson with him, I think that would probably make the most sense and be the most likely move. But I want to say, obviously, Amani Hooker, Elijah Molden are guys to watch. But at the same time, Matthew Jackson, I want to see how he continues to progress. You know, he was a rookie last year. I thought he played well in training camp. He earned himself a spot as an undrafted free agent. He's obviously a special teams guy, but I want to see if he's able to play himself into a role very similar to the assistant special teams coach, Anthony Levine, what he had back in the day when he played for the Ravens.
So, TD, anything else about – just back to the schedule. First of all, I mean, we've talked about this, but, like, the NFL making the – just the massive spectacle of this thing is always amazes me. But also, anything else that jumps out, one thing that stood out to me is, like, the Texans. And I'm like, look, I think they're going to be really good. Obviously, last year they were the surprise team. Stroud is an emerging star. But the Texans, the league thinks the Texans are going to be something else this year, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? You look at what they did last year, and you look at the additions, it does look really good, but the games obviously still have to be played. I think it's interesting when you look at the Texans versus the Titans. It's very similar to last year, right, where you have a couple matchups towards the end of the year. And in this case for the Titans, I believe it's, what, four out of the final five games are division games. So I like that for them. I think it gives them a chance to ramp it up during the year and hit a peak and start rolling and have some really, really important games towards the end. And look, man, it's good for business when they're in the playoffs. So, you know, I hope they can get there because I like to keep working and I like the eyes being on the work.
That's right. That's right. TD, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Yeah, for sure, man. Every shot, every goal, ESPN Bet has you covered for the biggest moments on the road to the championship. It's the exclusive sportsbook of ESPN and the only place to find special offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities throughout the playoffs. As a new user, you get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. For problem gambling and support, call or text the TN Redline at 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
We'll take your thoughts on what TD had to say. Take your thoughts on all things Tennessee Titans. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. More coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Make sure you tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp on the road. Pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6:05, with coverage also available on 94.9 The Fan, the 94.9 The Fan app, and at 94.9thefan.com. Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. We're taking your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in, Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, so real quick, man, I do have a thing about the schedule, but I had a buddy call me a couple of days ago, and he's like, man, I just heard you on Rodney and Roxy.
Robbie and Roxy. Like,
Rodney.
Rodney and Roxy. What a program.
And so I was like, well, it's a, wow. That's wild. I've never heard it sounded like that, but that's a pretty cool name for a show. So if you guys ever have to pivot, Rodney and Roxy sounds pretty cool too. It just rolls off the tongue. But I think, like, looking at the schedule, my opinion is that the Titans were really fortunate to get as much face time as we've gotten. Like, I do know it's only a couple of primetime games thrown in there, but, like, you look at not having to play on Thursday, which these dudes always complain about having to do. Like, I think it's probably as most favorable as you can get. And it's not like we're opening up against the juggernaut, but we are opening up in a game that's going to have a lot of public interest and a lot of intrigue. So I thought it was a pretty good schedule. Like, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's like you said, dude, you're, like, scraping by trying to find stuff to talk about in the NFL offseason. But, like, I actually think this is a pretty decent schedule for us.
Yep, thanks for the call, Adam. I mean, look, the bottom line is, I don't think there are many Titans fans that expect this, but, like, if you're a Titans fan expecting a ton of national TV games this year, then, that, you know, I'm quite frankly kind of surprised they got the one that they got. That's just the way that I kind of view it. So, I mean, I realize it's a Monday Night Football doubleheader, and it's, like, I guess some policy up there. If we're putting the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football, it's got to be part of a doubleheader. We've got to make sure that it's a combo game out there. So that's what they did again. But, like, look, I mean,
and I heard Chase and Big Joe kind of talking about this yesterday too. You know, Nashville, as we know, is a great city. People love coming to Nashville. It's still a small market team. And the bottom line is most of the country does not watch the Titans play football, right? Like, it's just, it is what it is. And, you know, Derrick Henry's gone now. And look, even Derrick Henry being a superstar player, like, I think that's different than quarterback, right? Like, if the Titans had, like, Kansas City's a perfect example. Kansas City's not a big market. Kansas City's not some big market team. But they have Patrick Mahomes. And they have an incredible amount of success that's gone with it. And they're on national TV all the time. Like, if the Titans ever get to a point where they're really, really, really good and they've got the superstar quarterback, I can guarantee you they'll be on national TV a lot.
Right. And, look, they really have never had that. And, I mean, Nair won a co-MVP. But, you know, it's like Kaharski said the other day. I mean, they kind of have always been a little bit – they're not a flashy team. I mean, think about, like, that Super Bowl they were in, right?
Right.
They were going up against the flashiest, most exciting, most fun-to-watch team. And there's another, by the way, small market team in St. Louis that, I mean, people couldn't get enough of the Rams back when they were the greatest show on turf. What's interesting to me about this, other than the fact that I can't seem to clear my throat, is I honestly haven't seen much – complaining from Titans fans about not having and in recent years there have been complaints when they've had I'm just completely falling apart on the air today. Good time for the weekend. In recent years they've had more national games and more complaints because there weren't enough,
right?
Because they were good, and also they had a star, you know, in Derrick Henry. I think the star running back is also less of a draw these days, you know, than the star quarterback. But yeah, and I think right now Titans are just like, yeah, we get it. Yeah. Two losing seasons in a row. The biggest star on the team's gone. So just, you know what? Like, we should all embrace the noon kickoffs. The noon kickoffs are beautiful.
I happen to actually love the noon kickoff, so I'm totally cool with it. I mean, that's fine with me. But like, if that's something like you care about moving forward, that comes down to Levis too. Right. I mean, if Levis is really, really good, that's how you start to get into some of these national TV matchups. Because, like, I'm not saying that they base their entire national TV schedule off, like, the quarterback matchups, but I do think they do. They base some, right? Like, some of them are based off purely this quarterback is taking on this quarterback, and that's what we want to see. Like, that's the name of the game in today's NFL. I mean, it's the most important position in professional sports. And, like I said, like, Kansas City is not some big market team, but they've got a superstar quarterback and a team, obviously, at this point that's won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. Like, they're incredible. So that's why they get as much love as they get. If Will Levis turns into a dude at quarterback, then you're going to see that improve, and the Titans are going to get more of that as they move forward. Like, there's so much of, like, the visibility of your franchise in today's NFL does kind of just boil down to who the quarterback is.
Yeah, and look, Levis could be anything. He could be great, just like Jared said earlier. I'll cite Jared, all his opinions that I agree with. But he could be great. He could end up being a career backup. We don't know. But if he is great or even really good, I think with his personality, it's going to be polarizing.
Yep.
It's going to be loved here. It's going to be very disliked around the league. Like, I'm trying to think of someone who would compare to that. Like a quarterback who, like, really gets under the skin of people. Like Brady did.
A lot of that was also because he was winning all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's winning rings. I mean, that's a little different when you're also – and you're with Belichick and it's like the Death Star and all that stuff, right? But I don't know. I'm kind of coming up empty on that.
Like, I tell you one
– who's a really good and I mean, Rodgers is, but he's just crazy.
I'll tell you one that would have really – like, had he – I think, number one, had he played for a different team and had they won just a little bit more, would have started to grade on people a little bit. Like Phillip Rivers and the way that he acts on the field.
Yeah.
I think that would have been one. Like, people – I know a lot of Titans fans hated Phillip Rivers anyway just because he always seemed like he was either whining to the official or he was yelling and talking trash at somebody. And he played for the Chargers, so, like, the Chargers are second fiddle out there. But if it was – if he had played for, like, I don't know,
the Colts for his entire career, then maybe that could have been one there.
That's a good one. And of course, he's out there screaming. He's saying, "God darn it, by golly, I'm not happy with you."
Shoot.
But, yeah. Oh, shoot. But it gets kind of, you know, this
I miss
just Phil brought Bruce. Me to it. I do too. This kind of brought me to a realization, like we don't have enough villain quarterbacks in this league. We had too many Kirk Cousinses, you know, nice guys.
Yeah.
Tua, who's actually good, by the way. So let me distance myself from that dumb opinion. I mean, he's not great, but Tua's good. He's a good quarterback. You know, like who? I mean, just a mousy personality, though. Mariota, super nice guy. Who are the jerks?
I mean, Baker has the makings of that guy. He just hasn't been good enough to do it. Like, he had a great year last. Like, if last year turns more into what he is, and he's pretty good, like, Baker Mayfield could absolutely be that guy.
Yeah, and good for him for the season he had last year. And I'm absolutely here for all of the Browns fans, you know, weeping as Deshaun Watson continues to not be good and they watch Baker. But I don't think he's going to be great, you know. But you're right. He absolutely is that guy. And if he ever gets to the point where he is piloting a legit contender, which is possible at some point, I think he's going to be reestablished himself as a starter. He would definitely be that guy. But yeah, it's few and far between. We need more of it. Will Levis has high ceiling potential on that front.
Well, wouldn't that be fun though? Like, if you're a Titans fan, like having your quarterback be the villain. I'd lean into that. Yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I am absolutely pulling for it.
Right. And that's never happened, right? I mean, think about like the best, if you want to do the whole franchise, like the best quarterback in franchise history is like the most nice, mild-mannered guy in the league at the time, Warren Moon.
Yeah.
There really has been none of that. So that could be. He's got to be good. He's got to be good for it to matter. But if he is, then, yeah, I think he's got a chance to be a very disliked guy around the league.
Which I think
he'd love.
I think he would love. I think Titans fans would love it. And, look, at the end of the day, as long as you're winning, that's what matters. You can say whatever you want to say as long as you're winning. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for weekend winners. Some movement in the competition. Rex Road, a very good week last week. Keezer, a very good week last week. Me, not so much. So it's become a closer competition in weekend winners. We'll get to some games coming up this weekend. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Join Cromwell Media along with local athletes and musicians at Hermitage Golf Course on June the 20th for the 615 Open. Make a difference while supporting Souls for Souls. Every $20 raised goes toward a new pair of shoes for a local child experiencing homelessness. You can sign up to play or to sponsor at 615open.com. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. It is time for weekend winners here on the program. Playoff action still well in the thick of it in the NHL and in the NBA. We'll get to a lot of those games today. I got some MLB games for you, too, that stick out to me. So we'll get into that, too. And a standings update in the competition. Joe Rexrode, 5-1 last week with his lock for the best record of the week. Nick Keezer, also 5-1. No lock for Keezer. Keezer continues to really struggle on the locks. I went 3-3, no lock as well, which brings the overall standings. I remain in first place, 44-28 overall, 9-3 on my locks, 53 points. Joe Rexrode, 42-30 overall, 8-4 on his locks, 50 points, so just 3 points back. Nick Keezer, 40-32, 3-9 on his locks, which has been, yikes, 43 points for Mr. Keezer. David Janes will be picking for Nick Keezer today here on the program, so we'll see if David has some more luck. We begin with the Florida Panthers taking on the Boston Bruins in Game 6 tonight. Panthers, if they win, an opportunity to advance to the Eastern Conference Final and take on Peter Laviolette and the New York Rangers. Straight up on the puck line, Game 6. I'll start on this one. I'm going with the Panthers. I think the Panthers have been the better team the whole series. Boston responded really well in Game 5. And for whatever reason, Joe, we've seen that throughout the playoffs so far, that Game 5, when you're up 3-1, has been a very difficult game to close out for a lot of these teams. It was for the Panthers as well, but I think they go on the road and close out Boston tonight in Game 6. Joe Rexrode, Panthers and Bruins coming up in Game 6.
I'm with you. Yeah, the phenomenon of the 3-1 lead at home in this postseason has been wild, losing that game. But the Panthers are the better team.
the Panthers are destined to take on the Rangers in what should be an amazing conference final, and I think they're going to get it done.
David James, the Panthers and the Bruins tonight in Game 6. Who we got?
Well, so I want to be a little different and pick the Bruins just because I think it would be awesome to see a Game 7, but I'm with you guys. I think the Panthers can do it.
So Panthers on the road, a clean sweep here on the program. Dallas and Colorado coming up in Game 6 as well. Another example of a team being up 3-1, not being able to close it out, and got a Game 6 coming up. Dallas with a chance to advance to the Western Conference Final. Joe Rexroad, who we got in Game 6 between the Stars and the Avalanche?
This one's tough, but I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with the home team to give us a Game 7, and I think we might have an amazing Game 7. At times, Dallas has just looked like clearly the better team, but then Colorado just has this ability to just erupt, which we saw last game. And obviously they've had a ton of adversity in this series, losing their leading goal scorer in the the postseason. But I think that they build – I think this is one that it just has to go 7, right? We need a Game 7 in this series, and I think we're going to get it.
David James, Colorado and Dallas in Game 6. Who we got in that one?
Kale McCarr is just so dang good. I got to go Kale McCarr is so dang good. I have to go with the Avs.
So going with the Avs in that one. I'm going Stars. I think Stars go on the road, and they close it out in Game 6. I thought it was a big missed opportunity for them in Game 5. Their first-round series against Vegas goes 7 games. If you won Game 5, you would have had some rest where you could have kind of rested up a little bit after going basically every other day the last few weeks. I think it's important for the Stars, if they're going to keep this thing moving here, that they get this one in Game 6, and I think they will. So I'm going with Dallas in Game 6. Game 7 in the NBA second round coming up between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets after Minnesota won last night by about 5,000 points. The Nuggets are favored by 4.5 in this game. David James, who we got in Game 7? The Nuggets by 4.5, or are you going with the Timberwolves to cover?
I'm going Nuggets by 4.5. Nikola Jokic is just – he's the best player in the NBA. It's Joker all day.
I'm going to go with Nuggets as well, although I don't feel great about it. Like, it's been a really weird series because it's a 7-game series, and there have been a ton of blowouts throughout it, right? I mean, none more so than Game 6 when the Timberwolves just destroyed the Nuggets. But I think at home, the experience, everything that goes into it, I think the Nuggets will cover the 4.5. Joe Rexroad, Nuggets and Timberwolves coming up in Game 7.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep. I hope we get a great game. I almost hope that I'm wrong, and that the thing about this, it's been a bunch of bad games in a 7-game series. Like, have any of the 6 games gone down to the last minute?
I don't think so.
No,
it's pretty much been just one team or the other has just taken control in the first half and kind of cruised. So I think the Nuggets at home are going to cover that. I think they're going to win for sure. I think they're going to cover. I hope we get a great game. I mean, it would be really sad to have a 7-game series with all crappy games.
We move to the individual portion of the program. Joe Rexroad, your first individual selection.
All right, so we got Knicks at Pacers. Pacers minus 6.5. This is a really interesting one. I think I'm going to take the Knicks and the 6.5. This has also been a series where you're just seeing home team blowouts. But I'm going to take the Knicks. I'm not sure if they're going to win. I think we're actually going to get a good game, though, and I'm going to take those 6.5.
So going with New York plus the 6.5 against Indiana. David James, your first individual selection.
Well, Joe, I actually am going to the same route, Knicks-Pacers, but I'm going different. I'm picking the Pacers minus 6.5. I mean, you got to look at the trend. I'm looking at the trend. You know, whoever – the home team always has won, and I just think it's going to happen again.
So going Pacers minus 6.5 against the Knicks at home in Game 6. I'm going Vancouver-Edmonton Game 6. I think Vancouver closes it out. I think the Canucks will win in Game 6. They will eliminate – the Oilers, and that's going to lead to a lot of discussion about the Oilers and what comes next and the future of McDavid and Draisaitl and all those things. But I'll go Vancouver to close it out and to get to the conference final with Artur Shelov in net, which what a story that would be. Joe Rexroad, your second individual selection.
Well, I'm gonna reverse on that. I'm going to reverse you on that. I hear everything you're saying, but
I think that Edmonton steps up and holds off the, oh, my God, the sky is falling talk, at least for one more game. Give me the Oilers.
I move to baseball. Give me the Yankees -1.5 against the lowly Chicago White Sox and make it my lock. I am locking down on the New York Yankees. They're going to take care of business against Joe Rexroad's beloved Chicago White Sox. David Jane, your second individual selection.
So I am going to go with the Mavs versus the Thunder. I think the Mavs are going to win. I'm putting that on my lock at 3.5.
Mavs -3.5 against the Thunder, which would eliminate the Oklahoma City Thunder. Hopefully your locks go better than Keezer's have.
I hope so, too.
To this point. Joe Rexroad, your third individual selection.
Have we ever had the same lock? Because that's my lock, too.
Let's go.
We have. Yeah. It's allowed.
We have?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. I think, you know, hopefully Keezer should feel good, not just that someone else is picking a lock for him, but also that, you know, two people agree. Yeah. I think the Mavs are going to – I think they're going to, at home, roll and end this series.
David James, your final individual selection.
Well, guys, I think this one's from the heart. I had to go to the heart on this one. I know this team isn't good. The Cardinals versus the Red Sox, I am choosing the Cardinals to win. I know the Cardinals aren't good, but I have to believe as a Cardinals fan.
They're going with the Cardinals to take down the Boston Red Sox. I'm sticking in baseball. Give me the Atlanta Braves -1.5 against the San Diego Padres. Braves, they've actually, when you look at what's going on with them this year, they've actually had a lot of things go wrong, and they still are going to make the playoffs, which is pretty wild to think about. So Braves -1.5 against the Padres. So, Joe, you think Edmonton stays alive? This is a really fascinating series between the Oilers and the Canucks. Like, we've heard from Predators fans today that are rooting heavily for the Oilers. It doesn't surprise me with Ekholm being there and with Vancouver eliminating the Predators. But you think Edmonton stays alive to force a Game 7?
I do, and maybe I'm being a little hopeful here with that going 7 and Av Stars going 7. I mean, I want Game 7s, but, yeah, look, you have to be super impressed with the Canucks, and you got to be concerned about the Oilers, and McDavid's not doing what he's supposed to be doing in the postseason, and they've done a good job against him and all this stuff. But I just, you know, it's game to game, and if there was ever a time for a desperate performance by a team, this would be it from the Oilers.
It's interesting on the McDavid front, because I'm with you. Like, this series, he's not been great. He's had some great moments, but he's not been great. And then you look at his overall stats for the playoffs. He's got 18 points in 9 games. He's 2 points per game in the playoffs. And, like, I'm totally with you. Like, if you actually watch the series, Vancouver has done a pretty good job. Like, McDavid wasn't very good last night, and they need him to be exceptional. And he's not been exceptional in this series. It is just funny to me that he's got 18 points in 9 games, and everybody's talking about McDavid right now.
The bar, yeah, he needs 3 points a game on average. And then the Oilers can win the cup, okay?
That's right. That's right. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Joe, they just flashed on the screen on ESPN. Scottie Scheffler walking around the golf course, so he has made it to the golf course at Valhalla. And is scheduled to tee off here in about 30 minutes. So we'll see how that goes. Our final thoughts on that situation. Boy. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans and the Predators as well on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. All that coming up. Nashville's best deal of the week, Bavarian Beer House, conveniently located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy beer, food, music, and fun at Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, where it's Oktoberfest every single day. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down.
Welcome back in, final segment of the day. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, David Janes here with you. Joe Rex Road, we'll take your thoughts on the Titans, by the way, 615-737-1025. You've got a quote from Callahan on Will Levis that you'd like to share with us.
Well, this just got shared with me, so Callahan went on with Robert Mays,
okay,
who does the Athletic Football Show, and it's a really – so, and we've got a transcript of it, but I just wanted to this quote immediately jumped out to me. And obviously Callahan has, you know, has said a lot of good things about Will Levis. You expect a coach come in, got a new quarterback, and I can say, man, this guy really stinks. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do here. But let me read this quote, okay? So he's asked about Levis. So this is Callahan, quote, "You saw the flashes of his ability, all the same things when he was coming out. They got highlighted in the draft as a potential top pick. And for whatever reason, thank God he did, he slides, and he's here in Tennessee with me. And I just love everything he's about, and I think he's got real talent. He has a real ability to be a high-level quarterback in the NFL," end quote.
It's pretty strong.
That's a pretty strong quote. Like, you know, again, you can sort of play the middle and, you know, just sort of be like, hey, you know, we're hoping for good things, and I like how he's working, and he's good attitude, and we're going to see what we can do. But it kind of seems to me, and I did sense this a little bit even, I think, last time he talked to us over there. I think he's liking what he's seeing.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say he's liking what he's seeing. And most of what he's seeing, of course, is in the building, right?
Right.
So there are limitations. Like, you can be about the right things and work and have the talent, and then you get on the field and it doesn't work out for you. That's a lot of the backup quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and or guys who aren't in the NFL but who had talent. But still, I think it's something to take note of, that Callahan seems to be awfully impressed.
And look, national people are not going to leave much of a door open for this. I think you'd be wise. Like, you have to leave the door open to some degree this year, I think, as you're viewing the Titans and ask the question, what happens if Will Levis takes a huge jump? Like, if Will Levis takes a huge jump, what does that mean for their bottom line? Like, if he's really, really good, does that mean playoffs? Does that mean a chance to compete for the division? Like, if Will Levis takes all the steps forward that you hope he can take from year one to year two, and he lives up to the talent that I think most people would agree, even if you don't like him, like, I think you would all agree he's got talent, right? Like, if he takes that step, what does that mean for the Titans' bottom line? I think you have to leave the door open for that this year. And it's probably not all going to go perfectly, but like, what if it's best case scenario for Levis and he's just really, really good this year? What does that mean for this group?
Yeah, it's interesting. It means more, of course, for the franchise big picture than it does for this team,
yeah,
which still is flawed. And I just don't think they're going to have answers for everything, but you know how this league is too. There's so many close games. And so we talked about how many games last year were close, right? And they've been losing. That's one of the things with Vrabel that was a strong trend. And sometimes there is a little bit of just natural course correction, but it was a strong trend of winning those close games, and it flipped to losing the close games. They're going to be in close games. So if he is that guy, if he does take that huge step, How much does that help you in the close games? How many scenes like we saw at Miami last year where he was spectacular at the end, making, you know, the key throws you have to make? How many times does that happen this year, and what does that mean? Maybe it does impact the bottom line a lot right away.
Joe, Scotty Scheffler is on the driving range right now, warming up. There's every camera in the world feels like is around him right now. He's smiling. He's laughing. He's hitting the ball. So, I mean, he's going to play. He's scheduled to tee off, I think, here in about 28 minutes. For those who missed it this morning, so he was arrested on the way to Valhalla Golf Club. There was a fatality that backed up traffic involving a reportedly a pedestrian and a shuttle bus of some kind. I've not seen any more details on the fatality part of this. That backed up traffic. Scheffler tried to get around it and get into the golf club. Was apparently chased down by the police, thrown against his car, put in handcuffs and arrested there. Was taken to jail where the mugshot came out. He's been processed at this point. Obviously, he's been released and is back at the golf course for a tee time that is 9:08 Central Time. So just here in a few minutes, he's scheduled to tee off. But he's out there. He's on the course. And looks like Scotty Scheffler, after a very eventful morning, Joe Rexroad, is getting ready to play.
The worst part of this whole thing is there was a fatality that started the whole thing. That's why the police were there, the traffic accident. The charges are serious. I got to say, the internet has – well, the internet has been winning today.
It has.
Does Scottie Scheffler have, like, a big rival, a known rival on the tour? You know golf. I don't know a damn thing about it.
He does not have a rival at the moment.
Because, I mean, if I was that guy, I might go up to him and say, man, I'm glad you're just walking today, not driving a golf cart. You know, try to throw him off his game.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's
I mean, how many jokes are going to be flying around today?
Oh, it's going to be a lot. Like, this is going to – there's going to be a lot of people watching this tournament today with him back in there. Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel put this out there, quote, told by a tournament organizer that the mayor of Louisville is now involved along with the PGA of America officials, that Scotty has been world-class with how he's handling it, and that with the loss of life and ensuing chaos, quote, everyone is deeply saddened. So apparently the Louisville mayor is now working with the PGA, I guess with the Louisville Police Department there, about what to do for this situation moving forward. But, I mean, one of the charges did
please
include –
come back.
I mean, one of the charges did include, like, second-degree assault of a police officer. I mean, that's a pretty serious charge. So, again, I don't know what happened. I mean, there's – Jeff Darlington from ESPN was there, and I think one of the terms he used on ESPN was it got very aggressive very quickly from the police. So, I don't know what this all means from the Scotty Scheffler point of view, but he is at least about to tee off into play today. It's been a wild morning for Scotty Scheffler and the PGA Championship. I don't recall seeing anything quite like this.
Yeah, this is a new one. Someone just, speaking of the internet, just put the combo of like the Tiger Woods mugshot, the John Daly mugshot, and Scheffler's mugshot.
Ugh.
My God, I forgot the John Daly mugshot. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Avert your eyes.
There's a lot
but
of
he
Tiger.
He looks fantastic this week, though, with the ZZ Top beard, with the Marlboro Red hanging out of his mouth.
He does.
I mean, he's at least got to take some cracks at Scheffler today, right?
You would think so. I mean, there's a lot of Tiger stuff on the internet today. Of like, hey, yeah. Look in there, but my guy, Scotty Scheffler, he's with me, baby.
Big dog,
come on in. It's which the funny part is like, Scheffler probably could not be a nicer person if you know anything about him, and the fact that he's the one this is happening to is pretty wild.
Yeah, he's not exactly the PJ bad boy.
No, he is not.
Like John Daly doing something like this, well, you know, like you could see.
Kind of is what it is, yeah.
Not a shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. See schedule.
I guess I'll watch golf this
week.
I guess the
golf viewership is about to go up. Apparently, Scheffler told Darlington, quote, this morning, I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the traffic accident that had occurred earlier, and they're not flashing to the rest of the quotes quick enough. And there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. So basically, Scheffler's saying he thought he was being asked to do one thing, and it turns out it was not. So there you go. We'll see how it goes
also,
from there.
Also, to quote him, Darlington, help me!
Please, for the love of God, help me! I don't want to go to jail!
Can you get me out of this?
Oh, man, a lot of videos out there. It's going to be interesting to watch. That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. Hope everybody has a phenomenal weekend. We'll be back on Monday morning to break down the playoffs from this weekend. We'll have more Titans talk to get into next week. Memorial Day weekend is next weekend. So we're getting close to the holidays. June right around the corner for the Cup Final, the NBA Finals. And before we know it, Joe, training camp right around the corner. So it's closer than we may think. Chasing Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here.
Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.